very potential, Zoe Hawk has not very potential to be able to kill. To kill little one. Con sua bambina obbligosa, con sua matrimina neis, e un intrise clara, a più di mini chiami matrimina. So the hawk, as far as aggressiveness is concerned, a hawk is the third degree verdict. He's not, doesn't represent maximum aggressiveness. The falcon represents maximum aggressiveness. So he says, the whole evolution and chilut, bein boim hatzir hanitras mimenu, bein mein boim hatzir. In other words, that's like the second version of that thesis. I will be saying that to this course of the chosloi letris afro bein case el kinesh lematzir. Valkin on the same hill had to be chosloi shenichnas mit. ותוי חלו שותן גיל. ומסכון הסבים מאוד מזל, כשלו הרשאי לרבי בייסייר, יכולים יהיה מתי ואח. והרשבוק עושה, אפשר שהחסוד עם שלום ובליקר בסייר, אם אתה נגיד, וכל שהוא יביאים משרות את החיים, והיא כה אי חיש שלהם. וירו לוח שלהם. And he says, רו לוח שלהם, in other words, וירו לוח שלהם, in other words, we shouldn't rely on this action. The Rashbo himself says, we shouldn't rely on deception. And we still have to be chishish. All right, Atka. I will leave it here. We'll leave it here because it's already a little late. All right, so tomorrow we'll finish. Now these 2 days, it's a machlok l'shem whether we pass from like the first portion in Rav Chisde, that when Rav Chisde says that the chosl has a breathing potential, we don't even know it. So it's only when the chosl is very angry, very frustrated and very bitter, and these days with determination and malice, so that's only when Yeshua Matzil, when Yigdoim Matzil is Yeshua Matzil, but when Neymar Matzil, so then the chosl is calm, so then he acts in a civilized way, so when Yeshua Matzil, then the tiger comes in, and it comes to the foreground, the tiger of the chosl comes to the foreground. All right, so it's a machlekes, whether we pass by the first portion in Rav Chisde or by the second portion of Chisde. Anyway, we see from this Gemara that in order to inject venom into the system to such an extent that it will destroy the whole system, so it is greatly psychosomatic. We see, that the willpower and the bitterness and the determination with which the producer is done plays a great role. Plays a great role. So this is how we can explain, the comparative drisa potential between the hawk and the falcon. Alright, so we'll leave it here. And so tomorrow, so we'll finish the tour in Zion, and then we'll try to cover Simon Ches, and then Thursday, try to cover Muntes, Thursday and Friday, try to cover Muntes itself. Try to do. Now, $3 on the base. The last thing that we learned was that the Aloche mentioned the name of the Rashbo, that our the Chasubim Shalonu Neitar Vosei, Yivat Amigeli, בכל שלו ראינו שביד אבחיים והיקו נחי שישים להם. But still, that's אפשר, he says. So the Rashbo says, we're all לוחש להם. In other words, we cannot rely on that אפשר. I mean, this is a possibility, it's a hypothesis. But it's not מוכח. Some melee we have to be machen. עד כאן. Now, then the two proceeds. אין דריסה לביד וציפרת. אבל דורסו ברגלו ונושכו בשינאו, לא יהבל כקייץ בעלמי. So then it's not רוסה, then it's something else. ואין, אלו כקייץ בעלמי, ואין דריסה אלו מדעס הדרס. אבל שלא היא מדעס, כי שנופל הדרס, דרך מקרה על הנדרס, ונדחב ביצר פונה להבדריס. Now, דריסה really means, the Gemara talks about the ארס, the poison that is injected. And the Gemara talks of mikle, that this venom burns. Apparently,
the venom is injected into the blood system of the behemoth, so melee destroys the blood system. That's what it means, it burns. Alright. Ve'indris el ha-mechayim shel deiris v'nivras. Ketzer. We learn that in the Gemara. Harei sh'rad v'tzeponei, v'gabi shel dorus, v'yad shel ohi tzeponei, hum asa deiris. Oynish chata nidres, harei rekosha. In other words, when does the poison get into the blood system? Only when the beast takes out its claw, its appear. But until it takes it out, so the poison is not injected into the blood system. So Mimele, if let's say the lion, let's say it was Deiris, and then somebody shot the lion before the lion was able to take out his appear. So Mimele, it's not Rusa, the behemoth is not Rusa. Or suppose the behemoth was Nishchat, as the lion was being there, is the behemoth was there, was Nishchat. And then the lion took out its parent from the behemoth after the Shechita. So it's not Rusa. Now, there is a machlekes between Rav and Shmuel. And even though whether Cheshul is of Yitruse or Ein Cheshul is of Yitruse, whether Cheshul is of Yitruse, so Rav says Ein Cheshul is of Yitruse, Shmuel says Cheshul. The general principle is that Yilchas Rav Yisure, but here we pass like Shmuel. Cheshul is of Yitruse. Kigein. So the Gemara points out the situation where there is a machlekes between Rav and Shmuel. He entered, let's say, his stable of oxen, and then we don't know what happened there. The lion was, the people were standing outside the stable, so they observed that the lion was silent, but the behemoths were not silent, they were lowing. So then Shmuel says, and we pass by Shmuel, that Cheshul is of Yitrus. If it was observed that both were silent, the lion and the behemoths, or you behemikak, they are both screaming. If we know that he did victimize one behemoth, so then we don't have to be cheshish for the other behemoths. For the other behemoths. Why? Because that appeased the lion. Ey cheshish in lachir, afilu hu sheisei vei mikakarim, de amrinon kvor no cheisei. So we see, that the ego operates very intensely even among chayes, not only among men. Because of Arashbo, davke b'shehog, avo impota echad men, v'lo yehogo, chish shliklo. When the Gemara says that if the lion was observed to have chopped off the head of one of the behemoths, so then the other behemoths are muter, because the lion was certainly is presumed to have been appeased, mimele he didn't bother the other animals, the other behemoths, so that's only if he killed one. But suppose he just injured one. So then the lion is not appeased, the Rashi says. Because the lion is only appeased if he does a full job, if he kills an animal. But if he just injures, not. On the contrary, he feels frustrated and embittered. כשסילה עצמו ולא יהור והוד אחרי שישי דווקא כשיודענו שנכנס הארי. So then Shmuel says, and we pass by Shmuel, that אחרי שישי, אבל אם סופיק אם נכנס אליו, אוי שהוא סופיק, הארי או כלב, we don't even know whether he had the lion into the stable. There is a possibility. So then we're not חיישיש. אוי שמו ביקונן ניגב, אין חיישיש. הארי שנכנס בין השבועי, ונמצא סיכן לגבור, ונמצא סיפרן של הארי, פלושו, וישבס בגבי של אחד, בין אם הציפרן לאחו, בין אם הציפרן לאחו, יבישו, חי שישי, אפילו עם שייסק ועם שייסקים, because we found on the back of one of the behemoths, we found the ציפרן of the lion. שחיש שמר שערידו עושה והציפר נשמיתו ויושב לו בגבי because that's a reason that establishes a song וכל צבר השבוע ולא ינוזר לבד חיישים וכל השבועים שבדי the stable שכבר בענו שינים רימנו חי זה אלו כשהגח עוד מהם אבל תורס ולא יורק עד הרבה אלה ריק זה וייסר ומקב ידי רי. So this is the Rashba Lishito say, and he extends the Shite. Because the Rashba said that when does the Gemara say that if the lion was observed, let's say, killing one behemoth, so then the other behemoth some would tell only if he was observed killing. But if he was just observed injuring, then we say Hamotzi Barbe. So Mele, he extends the same Shite, and he says, that when the Gemara says that if we find a Tzipirin of the lion and on the back of one of the behemoths, so it's Osea, so it's not that the Gemara means this behemoth is Osea. What? But, no, but all the other behemoths are also Osea Sofik. Because why is this behemoth Osea? Because we see that the lion bothered this behemoth. He even left his Tzipirin. He bothered some Mele, maybe he injected its poison too. So, but since this behemoth was not killed, in other words, he started, you know, to kill it and didn't kill it because the behemoth is alive, just its parent is left. So, Mele, we say, Hamosik Barabay. So, he was not appeased. So, Mele, he might have tried to destroy other behemoths. Because of what we do, Ahmed, who am I going to say, I'm not 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 going to say, אבל שמענו צבי פייס, הוא שייצג, אין חי שישי, שונה אמרים, בואו חום מפונו ולא יסיד, עד כאן. So the Rashba says, that when do we say, that if a lion entered, So it plays. So then, if we heard that the lion was silent and the behemoths were lowing, so then we are change that this lion entered a closed place, a stable that has fences, so the behemoths cannot escape from the lion. But suppose there was an open field and there were many behemoths grazing pasture in that open field, and then a lion arrived. And that field. So even though we heard that the lion was silent and all the behemoths in the open field were screaming, so we don't have the behemoths. But since it's an open field, so we assume that the behemoths probably managed to escape. Years ago, so a lion from the zoo made its way out of the Bronx Zoo. And then it was running berserk in all of Pelham Parkway, I mean, and then the whole police was mobilized. Was mobilized. I mean, they finally caught the lion. Behemo eiv shebole ponein, kishuhu mivabe yadam. That's the Gemara that we learned. Vul yadam, ma hoyole, u ma irole, teilun hoki, v'amrinon bikone uka, u ikele vika. Masri is bedomi. That's the Gemara. Bekeler vikois im tzol tikel mokim shadami vabeya. V'chein im nikav afilo bifnim kshel. Because of the Rashba, because we didn't see any reyes. There is no reyes. What kind of reyes? I mean, no reyes to establish his sofik, maybe a lie was the cause of it. But so mainly we are tailoring something that is more reasonably attributable than a lion. After all, a lion, that's an unusual thing. I mean, that bleeding might result from a lion's attack. But there are many other things. And the other things, let's say Caleb or Ikone, somebody hit it with a stick. So that is a more usual thing. So it's a more reasonably attributable circumstance than an attack by lion. Because of a Rashbo, Dafke sheyesh lefonim kesef kelev vichosu v'ikone vichosu sheyesh domo misleis beilhokim avu tishbo lefoninu kach v'yadanu b'misleis in teilin elu b'motzu beilhokim beilachme. In other words, it doesn't mean that the Gemara says that it's masmi is domi. So the Gemara said kanye, a stick hit it. So it doesn't mean that whenever we find a behemoth bleeding, a behemoth's neck bleeding, so we are telling it in Ikone. In that case, a Ikone was a usual circumstance. Or let's say, suppose the behemoth is accustomed to walk in fields where there are bushes. So mainly, if we see that it's bleeding, the neck is bleeding, so this is the reasonably attributable circumstance. And in every situation, so we have to take notice of what circumstances, what causes are usual, what causes are not usual. But it doesn't mean that whenever we find the behemoth bleeding, so we are telling Ikone. Suppose the behemoth was found bleeding in circumstances where Ikone or Ikeleb is unlikely. Let's say there is no kelim in the area. There is no kelim in the area. There is no kone that he, no probability might have hit him. So then we have to be cheshish. Let's say if it is close to a jungle. So then we have to be cheshish. Maybe a chayu did it, not a kone, not a kelim. So, in other words, it's not a general rule that we always tailor in the corner. Hot cheshish litruso, heine shelo ilatir ob leibdiki, avol im botko, that's a machlekes v'sheni. In other words, whether bdike is effective even in vatai trus. Some of the shenim say that bdike is only effective in sofik trus. Let's say a lion entered the stable, the only behemoth, and then we heard that we observed the lion was silent, the behemoth swallowing. So then we are bathing and we don't see any marks, any red marks, and the organism outside. So then it's mutaris. But suppose we know that the lion clawed the behemoth. But the question is, did that claw inject the venom or not, so then we don't rely on digging. There's a machlekes v'sheni. So, hod cheshish litrusan shlatir b'lo digging. Avol im botko v'nemeitzim shomreisho kshel. In other words, where it's cheshish. Umir kosov ha'rivom, davke sofik trusa niteres b'digging. That's the rivom sheni. Avol im vadei shel ivriso, eil hetar b'digging. V'chein kosov ha'yito, v'chashinom b'disharinom b'digging, el heichet dikomar cheshish. אבל איך אני קום אחרי שישלי, אין לי את הכל לבדיקי. וידין לי אובי אורוס על כוסב, דאפילו ודאי תרוסי, יש לו היתר בדיקי. So, the horse says that even if ודאי תרוסו, is יש לו היתר. Why? Because even if ודאי תרוסו, we see that the lion, with its claws, attacked the behavior. But it all depends how the trise was done. Was it done in such an extent, with such malice, that it injected the poison in the whole blood system or not. So mele, if we don't see any marks, any red marks, so it's a guy that this drisse was a superficial drisse, it wasn't a real drisse.
The chaitel de abrike, beit kim mi keneged ameya hachatzif hayer v'chayim mikol yud chastreifes, v'im nimtso shedim aboso keneged echad meivorim shim treves ben asurom, v'chayim im nismas meizboso keneged, oi keneged tzumes agidim, ad sho reife gerde, because the reife scrapes it off. In other words, that means that it's that the tissue is really dead tissue. If the reife will advise that it should be scraped off, that means that it's dead tissue. Also, v'asimonim koshim eitzel druse. Hilkiach afil im hedim boso kenegdo muta. Ad sheyadimo im ba'atzmo, we learned that in the Gemara. V'yoso osar afil hedim hakone v'cholshu. Behemo she nidriso eilo takone bibtike kim she veishet eilo tiken bachutz ki de parashto lilo bitrefis aveishet kosa parashbo boda akvelo hedi. So by all, there is a bdike because he only has to share one simen, he only has to share one simen, and then he'll turn over the other simen mibifnim, he'll look at it. But by behemo, so he has to share both simon. So many of the Rishonim say, not all the Rishonim agree with that, but many of the Rishonim say that even though he turns it over, so he'll not be able to detect, because maybe there was a redness in that simen, b'mokim shchite. But as some Rishonim say, no, he can distinguish between a redness that originates in a cut and the redness that originates in drisi. But we pass that there is no bleeding. Because of Rashbo, Bodak will head him above some bachutz, im some of the sauce, Bodak Shevo, Vim with Bodak, some of the sauce, Yiral in Shechishishle, Shechishishle Sophie Trusa. וחישיש שלושים מארב בחוץ, ויבלי, וירד ונקב למטו, עד כאן. So the Rashbo says that when bdike is necessary, so bdike is only effective if the bdike takes place immediately after the attack by the lion. But if it didn't take place immediately after the attack by the lion, so then we are bdike later on, so then it's no raya. Because maybe the lion did make it drise, a substantial drise, in other words, and there was redness on the whole organism, mibachutz. But then, because of the lapse of time, so the redness disappeared, and in the meantime, it spread to the inner system and to the blood system, and the melee, it's a treifo, but the redness outside disappeared. This is what the Rashi says. He says, but a tour is chelik. Will your dati lomo yish lono lochish on dobo shalom batzinu shechoshish lechachon. So it is chelik. According to the tour, the bdike can take place even later on too. Kosa bahak. Bichol mokim shuuz kashom bdike koin bedruz and ifule uishvure. Bamet vama murim ideret so rishenim drabone kamoya vachakam chekim meub kie bdike. Aval hashte lekelimei kama bdike shabir. So the Bahakshite is, there's a machlekes, but that's the Bahakshite. The Bahakshite is that we are not booking that bdike. You see, the Ramo says we got all kinds of bdikes we are not keeping. But that only the Ramo says. But all the Rishonim prior to the Ramo, I mean even the Mechaber, he doesn't say Einenu Bdikin, because only in the time of the Ramo, so we became Einon Bdikin. Mashein came before that, they were Bdikin in the Bdikis. They were Bdikin in the Bdikis. But in regard to the Bdikin that the Gemara mentions in connection with the Truse, that Bdikin, even the Bahag says, that Einon Bdikin. Mashein came, all the other Bdikis, let's say the bdikes of blowing the lung and of
noticing whether when it's playing, when the lung is placed in water, whether it bubbles or it doesn't bubble. That Pnike de Baham doesn't say in it. Kind of Ramo says that was many years later. Bashein came in regard to the Pnike of Gabi Turunse, but because this Pnike is more complicated than the other Pnikes. So in regard to this Pnike, even the Bahak says in the Pnike. Shab. V'yom Rabbonon l'izocho yudveis chedesh ul nikevo kol shini yeledes. So in other words, the Gemara says, and that's a klal gabi ol treifes. That's a klal gabi ol treifes. Because a treife cannot survive for more than 12 months. So mele, that's not a bdike, that's a test. I mean, you don't have to do anything. You just have to observe a very simple fact. So if there is a sofik treif or a sofik trus, and then the behemoth, and then the behemoth lived for more than 12 months, and it's a raya that it's not a treif. And also, if a female behemoth, if there is a sofik treif, so if we saw that it gave birth, so it's a raya it wasn't a treif, because if it had become a treif, it wouldn't be ill. Well, the cave of kol shenei yeledes, hilkach mashinan hazocho yudeis chedesh, in other words, so the right the test will only be if the nikevo behemoth became nisapo after this smack. But if let's say but if it became nisapo before this smack and then it gave birth, so it's no right. V'yesh me'agenim shekosu shone same chinal tefilasim. But there are many gaining wachilik and the Bahak. And they say that we rely on our Ptike even in regard to Trus. Still is here. Shaili Daim Mashin of Reis, Vitzo Ptike Yom. Tzipeiri Maktani, Vigamyeni Mahadmumi, Vigamayeni Mahadmunis, Nimzobem, Tikosom Koshe. Now, what does the Ptike? The Ptike means that the Nidres is inspected, and we take notice as to whether there is any redness, any red marks on the skin, in the organism. And suppose there is a sophic, there is a trusin and off. So we have to observe whether there is any red mark on the skin of the off. So he says, but there are certain aphids who naturally have certain red marks. Let's say like the dove, the doves, and all small, very small birds. So their redness, a red mark is natural. So mele, that makes the Ptike, so of course if somebody would be an extra expert, so then he would be able to distinguish between the natural redness that appears in a dove or in the small birds and the redness that results from trees. But who is that kind of an expert? So we require an extra expert. Lefichoch, he says, in the beginning, Kotz of a Rajbo, Shim Rabim Heim Hanidrosi, also a Shesem Shimosochi, Shim Tir Shim Rabim Yobu, the Mirshalach Lachem, also in Katrus, is of it Uzalakum, Shem Yarzam in Keren, Israel, Vehu Loi, Loyeda, Vehu Loyeda. I think that I want to discuss, I don't remember where I discussed it here, I discussed this. Now, there is a kasha by the taste of sreet, because here we say that we're not allowed to sell a sofik trus at an akum. Why? Maybe the akum will sell it to Israel, but, and there is a gemore like that begechov ad miklayim lo yimkerenu l'Yisroel. So if, let's say, a chut of linen got lost in a baguette of tzema, so maybe the baguette is klein. Let's say, suppose he put, let's say, a linen collar, I mean, so in a baguette of tzema. So the halacha is not allowed to sell it to a goy, this jacket, unless you take out the collar of linen. Because the goy might decide to give it away to a Jew. So that's the mocha for this aloche. So that this is Rib Nabri Zoreh as the kashe, but the Gemara Nabri Zoreh says that lifnei is osea, lifnei is not osea. In other words, we're not allowed. The Mishnah in Nabri Zoreh says that we're not allowed to sell Livaino, that's frankincense, and that is used by the pagans in idol worship, in being maktakteres and so on, all kinds of things. Ebeneach is muzer l'avnizora, that's one of the Zayin mitzvah, Ebeneach. So we're not allowed to sell frankincense to a heathen, because in all probability he'll use it in Abnizore. So we are evil if they even. So the Gemara says we are not allowed to sell it to a customer and David Kachovi. Mashay came to sell it wholesale to a merchant who in turn might sell small portions of the frankincense to individual customers, then it's all right. Why? Because lifnei is osea, lifnei is not osea. So here also it's lifnei. So this gives the teretz. There is a distinction between the case of Beget Shavu Beklayim and this case. Because in the case of Liveno, so when Israel sells wholesaler a lot of frankincense, so then of Liveno, so then, and that wholesaler will sell it to individual customers, so the melee, the one who will buy it from him will know what he's buying, and he'll know that he's buying it for Avni Zohar, but he wants to use it for Avni Zohar, he's an Eved Chovid. So they always say, so he thinks he will not be misled, David Kachovim, the customer. So we say, what kind of a michshul did the Torah ask? A direct michshul, but an indirect michshul, the Torah did not ask. Mashein came where? There is a possibility that the Akum will sell it to a Jew, or give it to a Jew, let's say in Beget Shel Klayim. And then he will not tell the Jew that it has lied. So then the Jew will be misled. Whenever if this Jew or a non-Jew will be misled, so then even if lifnei osea. So we explained it. In other words, because lifnei was michshul, the Rambam says in Sifra Mitzvahs is a lav shebecholes. What is a lav shebecholes? That means if it has two isurim. So what kind of two isurim does it have? Number one, being misayid avere, number two, to put a stumbling block before a blind person, or to give an aid to shini genes. So the question is, why is it the lavsh becholis? Lavsh becholis means like lisech ladam. So one isah that is contained in lisech ladam is that you're not, you ichum nabeim okinim shini zinafsh. Another isah is saneda rishon is anevish. So it's separate isurim. Mashenkin here, it's one isah. So it's a raya that it's not one iser, it's separate isurim. One iser is not to be machsh, and it doesn't make any difference what kind of imichshul it is, whether it's a stone for a blind, before a blind person, or it's an eitz shini genes, or let's say if you give a nozia, a kosher yayin, but that yayin looks like water, you know, some wine looks like water, and if you give it to a nozia, so then you mislead him, so then that's a michshul mamish. And then, even if the nozer asks you and begs you to give him a kisyai, you're not allowed to give him. That doesn't come under the general isher of lifnei v'lisik michshul, but a special isher of not helping somebody in his aveira. So the klal of lifnei that it's muter, that's in the other isher of misayid l'aveira. But in the isher of putting a stumbling block before a blind person, so it doesn't make a difference. So even if it's indirect, even if it's done indirectly, lifnei is also osea. That's why it's osea. So here he says, also limke druso isofik druso l'akum shemo yarzav yimkerenu yisroel v'uriye. So even lifnei is osea. Kosa b'sivra mitzvah isofik druso shnisavu b'achereis. Yes, but sadly, the harvest vex vike, the cholechot vechot shemolo izui, ומי כל מוקים גמגלסיה, תחיב דיבריין, ניטה בסווק, סווקה, כים שקינים שניסה בו יעשו, וכל סמנת תהירה. So we discussed it in Darubes. In Simen Kufiud we discussed that day. I mean, whether with the heter of Zweksveke, Berye is after the Belef Lebot, how about the din of Zweksveke? So there is a Machlekes Rishenim. And we have that Machlekes here. V'nira sheyesh nakon le'afil levada et Rusei, she'nisavu ba'achei reis, dinech mishinu dinayide, dikol diporis miru beporis, v'kulom litoreitz, chutz meizachei reis. Now I'm not going to... So in Tarubes, we discuss this too. At this tour can only conform to the Shita of Rav Netam, but it cannot conform to the Shita of the other Rishayim, of the Rosh, and all the other Rishayim. So how is it that the Rosh and the Rashbo, because there are three Shitas, so how is it that the tour mentions it? So the Atarutzim in Simen Kufiu to learn by the Bach, the Ramon mentions the name of Rav Shachne, we're not going over that because that's Itarub is the key. Alright. Now, we mentioned yesterday that there are three shittas. There is the shita of the Rosh, the shita of the Rashbo, and the shita of the Zohar. Now the Torah mentions the shita of the Rosh, who is the biggest Meikil, who says that other chayes they are peis. No matter how wild they are, so even a tiger or a bear, a Dave Shaku, so he has no terisa potential. Only what the Gemara mentions. And then the shita of the Rashbo is that they have it with a potential. And then the highest that is more gas than a Zayv has the same with a potential as a Zayv. A Zayv has the same with a potential as a Zayv. And any higher that had the more gas, more of it refes than a lion, so has the same trisa potential as a lion. And then there is the shita of the Zohar. Alright, let's see. Now, Simon and Zion. Truso. Perush ha-truso hi ha-kor, ha-trisa hi ha-kor, she-hiko ha-chayo ha-eiv b'tziponai. But, now, all animals have tziponai, but it means tziponai that inject a venom into the system. Trev. ולוי כל חיו ואיב שובים בריסו סון, אלו מיילס מיילס יש, קיצה, הוא הרי יש לי דריסה, אפילו בשירה גודל, וביגסו שבחייס, הזה יבין לי דריסה, בבין לו גסו, ואפילו בקטנו שבה, כי אם בעגולי, אבל יש לי דריסה בדקו, ואפילו בגדי לו שבדקס, כי אם פוסים דיילי, חוסלו מיו ושואל אין להם דריסו, So he says, Hazeiv in Litriso bibeim ogaso, vaafilu biktano shebe, kim baagoli, avol yesh litriso bibdako, vaafilu dilo shebidake, isprosim deilim. Alright, period. Chos luni miyo vishol, eilem triso bikrosim deilim, avol yesh litriso bigoim utloi, vikolchik mechol eivis. Chul doim lo triso bibeim o klal, vaafilu bigdoim utloi, avol yesh litriso mechol eivis, avol gaso shebe, kelev in litriso klal, avol meivis. V'nika v'adacholo dineke keich v'nika v'lecholo. Now, so that these chayes are mentioned in the Gemara. But now, how about other chayes that are less mentioned in the Gemara? So we have the machlekes. So we have the three shittas: the Rosh, the biggest meikel, the Rashbo, and the Yozorua, who is the biggest mach. Shor chayes tmei is called sheino gaso me'azeiv. That's the shita of the Rashbo, not the shita of the Rosh. Show highest may is called Shinigasum and Azeiv, Elo Triso Bideilo, Elo Triso Bideilo Shemidako, because it means Afilu Higaso Kizeiv, Avol Yeshlo Triso Bigdoim Utloi, Vicholshkin Beivis, Vim Hoiso Gaso Me Azeiv, then it has the same status as Azeiv, but not the same status as Navi, even though it is as Gaso is the Ari. So it's only Dino Kizei. Vishly to be so bidak. Avaloi bigaso, a few week de lo kari. Hoy so kaso ye samari. So Ari kari. Vishly to be so behail. There's the Shitis Arashbo. So Mechaba doesn't mention any other Shit, just the Shitis Arashbo. Now the Rosh, who is the biggest maker, and now the Yozorua, who is the biggest macher. Vyesh machmiri. Hey, that's the Shit of Zerua. The whole chain is able to my law. Yesh lo tris afilo be magaso. So in other words, so it has the same status, the same tris potential as Eli. If it is mizeivu lemayu, so yesh lo tris afilo be magaso. If it's more gaso than mizeiv, so then it has the same tris potential as Eli. יש לו דריס אפילו לגסו, וזה עוזרו השיטה, ויש לו חשב לחומרה, תרומס הדשן, סימן קופה יחס, בשם מלחים. All right. So the מחבר, the three שיטס, ראש רשבו לעוזרו, the מחבר passes completely like the רשבו, and the רמו is חשב לחומרה like the שיטה of the עוזרו. But no one passes like the ראש, who is a man. כל אוהב, וסילם דריס אביבאים, אפילו גדולים ופלויים, חוץ מעני צייש לתריסה בגדוי מותלויים, ושייקי וציפוני לביס החולור, שעוז מת לארץ. Now we explain it. עני צייש לתריסה אפילו בהבגוד ממנו, ובלבד שיהי מן הדק, כתרם דיינו, אבל לא יביטה נגילס ושלמי לו ממנו. In other words, so only if he's dacus. Or if he's dacus. But not if he's gassus. Because, not because the venom potential of the nades is not strong enough to destroy Oifis Gassi. Because if the venom potential of a nades, of a hawk, is strong enough to destroy even lambs, small lambs, going with loyim, so it certainly, the venom has the potential even if, but, two things say, I mean, there is a physiological aspect and there is a psychological aspect. So the nades is only third degree aggressive. Is the third degree aggressive bird, not the first degree. The falcon is the first degree. So Mimele, the gabin, so in order to galvanize its potential, it must show aggressiveness. So not towards all birds does the nade show aggressiveness. But towards little lambs it does show aggressiveness, because a little lamb he never fights back. So mimele the nades that who has a venom potential of destroying every of. So but tortured nefes, the nades doesn't show any aggressiveness. So in melee, it cannot. There is no dris. But towards doim utploim, yes. Avulim talagish lomailomeno, vidavki bidelim, talagish lomailomeno. Ushori vizadersi mishle dritsa beifshike meisom. Avuloi beifshi ugod men. Chutz menaga shekirim felken. Sheyeshle dritsa becholoi fes. Because this is the most aggressive bird. כל אלו שאמרנו שיש להם תריסה, בין אם בואים להצלע נדרס ממנו, בין אם בואים להצילה. The two mentioned him אחלה כרשיין. And that is told in the two רשיינס, in the גמורה, in רב חיסדה. According to the first lotion in the גמורה, in רב חיסדה. So רב חיסדה says that a chosso has תריסה potential only if the victim has matzili. So then the chosu becomes very determined and very embittered. And then the chosu galvanizes its potential. So then yes, litrise. But if it's eli masilim, then the chosu, who is normally civilized, doesn't galvanize its drise potential. That's the first lashon of Rav Chisdei. The second lashon of Rav Chisdei is that Rav Chisdei holds that the chosu a chosel has a drise potential in gdoyim tloyim, even if ain't lo matzil. So that today is whether we pass it like the first loshon or pass it like the second loshon. The two mentions the machlik and the sheni, but the mechaber passes like the second loshon. Kolilu shemaru sheish lo drise beinim boy latzil and nidras amenu beinim ein boy latzil. יש אם נמשך שוב נהיה גמאת בחסום אם אנחנו עושים לו שבוע על דלי ואף על פי שהוא יורוך ושלוחש מדובו סמכין על שחסומים שלנו הם נתרבוס וכל שלו יקו אין חי שישי in other words, because according to the dinner of the Gemara, so even if we didn't see the chosul glowing, let's say the gdoyim were glowing, but we saw that the chosul entered the stable of the gdoyim were glowing, so then we have to be cheshish. So, that's according to the Gemara. But the two mentions that today the Hasulim, the Hasulim are more domesticated. It's are more blitalbus, are more civilized. So Mimele, if we didn't see the Hasul attacking the Gloyim Gloyim, but we just saw that the Hasul was there. So we assume that since they are so civilized, so domesticated, that they didn't do it. But if we did see a chosul attack Gloyim Gloyim, then even today, ain't risel biyad v'tzipeiret. Avol, do sabirag lo binosh ko bishineo, lo yehab elegi keitz v'alm. Ain't risel midaz aderis. Avol shlo midaz ishno vol derach mikhev v'nisra v'tzipone ilo avet risi. אין דריס אלא מחיים של דרס ונדרס. קיצה, הרי שנוע ציפוני בנדרס, ועד שלא יצא ציפוני, הוא מסע דרס, ויכות ריודה, נשתה נדרס, הרי זה כושר, מן ואמורי משורינו, מתחילו ועצי, אבו אם בואו לפונינו, וציפרן תחובה בי חיישן שם דורס, וחוזר מדורס, ופיכו חילה עצוני מי, וזה דרס דף לשוח, תן נדרס, כדי שיצא ציפוני עושה, שכין דרך שמקבי, כמה פה מעט שיצדנו. ואפילו ראינו שלא ידור עשיס, כי לכן חיישינו להם, לפי שפומים כשעני יצרי לפחריב, הוא מכיר. אורס, במד ואמורים, כשהוא שייסק, בין קרקרים, פירש משרד וביצעקים, אבל משייסק ומשייסקים, היו בין קרקרים, איך במחות אחרי שלך, ממחי של האחרים, אפילו שייסים לקרקר, דאמרים לנו אחרי זה, ודווקא כשאורגן, איזה רז'ו, אבל אם פה צריך את ממחי של לכולו, וכל שיש חמוס עם ברמי, כשייצל עצמי ולוי, ולוי הורגי, ואפילו הוא רק איך את מהם, דווקא שלא ראינו של דור עשית אחרים, אבל אם דור עשית אחרים, הרי ראינו שלא ראינו אחרי זה, בכל מה שבדיר, עושה. So when do we say? When do we say, I mean, this is not mentioned in the Torah. This is Nisa Veheta. So when do we say that if the lion killed one, behemoth, so then it's doch reikze is appeased. If we didn't see the lion being there, it's any other behemoth. But suppose we saw that the lion killed one, and then he attacked another behemoth. After it killed one, it attacked another behemoth. So then we are chishish for all the other behemoths, because see, apparently, obviously, this lion did not become appeased by killing one. It's a hungry lion. So we are chishish. That's what the Torah mentions. דווקא כשנכנסי חברו מדימויים, אבו כנאילך אסורים שאילם על כלוב מולאים ומכניס ידיהם בפנים ודרסים, אבו גם דקת על רשת אחד נאיה, לא ינוחרק זה, משמוכן מתייחשים בירכים אפוקי ישראלים. באמת דבר המורים שמושי סגלים שהסכים מותרנים לו לחזין את נוגע בו, אבו ללכת לחזין את קופץ עליהם, כי דרך הדרסים אפילו שמנטר בוזוז, יש בשאים ירדך לו ידיני שעושים מצווח ממקר כתנינו, וישס לא יחיישינו להי ויש עשרה מחי גבנה ויש לא חוש לדוברוס now so there is a machlekes between the Rashbo and Ran now the Gemara says that if we heard, so that if he were heard that both were silent, so then who sheisik veheim sheiski, so eicheshish. But if who sheisik they be calculating, then we acheshish. So, but suppose we came a little late near the stable, and when we came, so the lion, we found out that the lion had been there in the stable for some time. So maybe he doesn't know, maybe before the person came, so he was chasing and they were lowing. Now everybody's quiet. But maybe before, maybe he was silent and they were lowing. They were lowing. So do we have to be chesh? Or since we don't hear anything, it's all quiet. So mimele, we don't have to be chesh if everything is quiet. So the Rashba says that if we came late and we didn't hear anything, we don't have to be chesh. And the Rambam says no. When don't we have to be chesh if we were there on the scene all the time? And who chesh, veim chesh? But if we came late, and it's possible that 5 minutes before, so they were lowing, but except that we came late, so we have to be chesh. So the Mechaba passes like the Rashba, and the Ramon mentioned the sheet of the Ram, v'yeshes l'mechai gavne, Ram peril trefes, v'yesh lochus l'avon osa. ועוד אחרי שישית דווקא כשאדם שנכנסה לי אבל אם סופק אם נכנסים לב או אישים סופק אבי לי כלב ושם ביקון אין אלגר אין חיש ודווקא שיש לבונו כלב כלב ועד התורסס ודווקא יש לבונו כלב אבי לי אבי ביקון אבל שפול לפני גובה בי אדם לידם ובמה תן לי ממוצ so it's not a general rule that we are always telling the corner in the kelev so for, in other words if the kelev is around so then we can be telling the kelev if the corner is around or let's say it's in place of bushes so we can tell in bushes. But if no caliph is around, no caliph are allowed on the premises, no kona allowed on premises, and no kone, and there is no other attributable circumstance, so then we have to be chayishish. Itav kish lupone caliph are yiwe, are yiwe kona, we bovene ima yidam, yidam amet, yidam motz, klok lach, uchvon izboi alil, simil amigim, vabi yadam, bitzavone, im vabi yadam, bitzavone inglos, ari shenich, mas bina shvorim, yes, what? That's right, so that's a reasonable circumstance. What?
Even though it's not
monthly. If he's around, so then it's more so. I mean, why? You have confidence in the caliph would never buy it. I mean, clothing do buy it.
It seems to be massive
that
we call
it here,
even though it's not
monthly,
the one it's not,
there's one thing, then you have to call it once a month. Okay, no, I mean, when he says caliphari, it doesn't mean yeshlofanenu. That we see right here when we saw the behemoth, so we bleeding, so we see the caliph. Even if we don't see the caliph, but we know that in the area there are many clothing who roam around. So mele, it's an attributable circumstance. But suppose we know there is no caliph here. A caliph never comes here. And there is no kone, no kone that could have hit the behemoth. So then we cannot be mele. It depends upon the situation. אבי שנכלה מן השבור ונצפר של אבי פוש וישב קו של לחם מהם בין נצפר לחו עם בין אישו אחרי שלו אפילו משייסים עם שייסקים וכל שכימו כצפרן אם כן צפרן או חומש צפיינן שמות איזה מגבי ולא יהיו לזה בלבד חי שישי אלו כל השבור עם שבדיע so that means that there was the two mentions in the name of the Rashi because of that Gemara that since we see that the Ari tried to attack and he didn't succeed, so then it's Hamas in Boabe. So maybe we have to be Chesh by Abina. Ho de Chesh shall it rus, and you shall not hear of the Tiki. Avu deit ko, when he makes a Boreshem, Ksheiro, Ksheiro, vafilu vada it rus, and you shall have to be Tiki. In other words, the two mentioned him, Achlekes Rishenim. So the Balayito Shite is that Vada Itruso ain't lo b'dike. But the Shite of the Rosh Yesh lo b'dike. And the Shite of the Rambam is also like that. And the Rashbo in the Chedushim is also like that. So the Mele, the Mechaber Pasch is like the Rambam, like the Rosh, and like the Rashbo in the Chedushim. V'cheitze di abdike, Sheikhtin, es hanidres, ob et klacho, sholei mikavayere, chalakotke. He named to Kolo Shleimo, he called the Trevet, he named Reishem, Matris, Ari, and Teres. He named to Reishem, Matris, Asso. He said, Reishem, Matris, she had a boss of Kneg Neamai. He named the Kabos of Kneg Neamai, Machinasiki, Psa, Kibos of Sharif, Gay, Day, Mahaburo, Renisipos of Jose or Trevet. He dog as Missimoni, Mishiadimu, Kolshu, Hasimoni Matsmo, Trevet. But a few men, Makolib Kolshu. So the Gemara says, I mean that in regard to the internal organs, so even if we find the red mark on the bosom outside, so then it's a sur. But in regard to the simoni, if we find the red mark on the behemo, mameshia on the neck, naked simoni, that's nothing. Only if we find the red mark on the simoni themselves, because the simoni maha. Behemo shini lisoin, takonim bikem, shavish bikem bachut. יש בישיימ במחום מקים שיש כשם דיקה כי בדקוס אני פולו ושבוע בדרס הלול לקלי מקים אבדיקה שפי now you see that the מחבר that the שיטת בהק and the מחבר doesn't mention cold דיקה even דיקה he only mentions certain דיקס special דיקס which are more complicated not like the simple דיקה of ilong so all you have to do is just put it in water and see whether it bubbles that's a very simple דיקה but the דיקה of Druso, you have to examine, you know, the whole organism to see whether there is a red mark, there is no red mark. Sometimes, so that's a very complicated matter. Or let's say, and to look at the simonim, to see whether there is a red mark, and the simonim or not. So mele, that, or by the full, or the next simon will learn. So there it also involves a very complicated thinking. Not just of one even, but of the whole organism. That's why he mentioned, the Mechaber only mentions these dikes, because these dikes are not localized. I mean, they are coextensive with practically the whole organism of the behemoth. Ushvuro, bidiris halolo, like lemekar abdikeshapia, v'les leit akante, elo vishuye yid v'ischedesh, oi bin kebo shetisaba v'telet, v'chim be'ev, im gombo lahatel kol abeitzim shaltino v'sheino, v'ishua aso chafal lafiei, v'ai takes 21 days, והכן חוזרו להטל ביצים כשאלו. וכן אם לא יטילו ביצים אלו, אם שואה סך השנילות בסוף יקטרי וסחופה לביאי, וישחילו להטל ביצים כשאלו. ויש, זה בהק שלו. ויש אמרים שבמן הזה, בית כי, אלו שצורך לזויה להובי כל הפקים מדור. זאת אומרת, so even, I mean, yeah, I'm the two shita that in the name of the Gedi, that we are pkim in that decay, but that decay I mean, even the gaining can see that this is a more complicated decay. So one Vedic is not enough. In other words, he should involve in it as many experts as possible. V'yonu b'deres ha'cheinim, ein p'kiim b'bdiki. V'lochin ha'minik v'hatrif kol dova she'ish l'reyesi. Because according to the Ramor, so it's not only in the p'kiim in this decay. That is coextensive with the whole organism. If madam tikes simple tikes, in a simple tikes in a cloud, the loch yesh linik is for the shame. The yesh machmir made the whole shetzrich and bashes is the most achidish, chayshin only takole. Vafilein ilayacho beim bisofik, vein limochrei chay limit chovim, el yemisenu kedem, shemayazer unkanu yisrael. In other words, so there is another chumre. In other words, that since we cannot wait Yudveis Chedesh, because there might be a mirch. V'chin ha'aminim dinesein, v'chol mokim shuvad et reife, aval pi shenishtau Yudveis Chedesh, v'yuchai yosa. That's the Rashbo. Because the mere mentions such a shiti, that if a certain, if treife vada, and if we saw that behemoth lived for more than 12 months, so it's mutabachim. So the merely rejects the chicken. And the Rashbo in the Tshuva, it's a Likhez, very important Tshuva. So the Rashbo says that this spacing is Kimeitzi Laz al Chachamim. But not Chas V'Sholem, that he was Meitzi Laz. He says Kimeitzi Laz. Kimeitzi Laz. What that Chita holds, that Dein Echayo is the basis of these Afeimim. Is the basis of these Afeimim. So Mimele, Eve, and he also holds that Dein Echayo agrees with the Mashal. That a treif in a chayu doesn't mean that every treif is in a chayu. Reif treif is in a chayu. And he also holds, now you could agree with the Mashal, but say, would agree with Shiras Rashi, that it's only a statistical fact. So Memele, if you say that it's only a simen, so even if you say that it only means reif treif is in a chayis, and if a certain behemoth did live, so it will still be awesome. Because it's only a simen. But apparently the shita that the Miri mentions holds that it's not a simen. It's an essential fact. And in other words, the inner chayo is the basis of the Shem Treifo. But not all treifes, not all behemes who have a punctured lung are in chayes. Only all behemes are in chayes. And since it's the basis of the Shem Treifo, so if we saw that a certain behemoth that has a punctured lung or punctured intestines or whatever, traffic, so did live for more than 12 months. So we say this behemoth was not destined to die. Was not destined to die. So Mimele, it's not a traffic. It's not a traffic. But that's a shitas yochit, and we don't pass by it. Yei sheimrim sheziporim ktanim, אין אדמימוס ניכרס בהם. לפי חוכים למדיקה, what it all mentioned. וכן יש אמרים שערס הנאיץ אין יודעים כל כך. ואין ניכר, לפי חוכים למדיקה. So there's a shita that even though בדיקה is effective in all other truces, but not in the truce of a hook. Because the truce of a hook so does not leave such a strong red mark and a very faint red mark. So that faint red mark could sometimes not be observed. So maybe we couldn't be big. Im rabbi mali drosim was la shisi mit es khayish lo yom mit akove va mine gahach mir afilo beachot. So because that's the chumra of the Rambam. Also in Ketrus, so we do so the Chovim she beyad we can in Israel. We daf ki bitrei we shini yodua, aval trei we say yodua ben ikal lechel muter. Because in Echaname, that's in line with what the Tisvus Rit says in Avad Izore. Because if it's Nikar, so then which kind of Lifnei Iver could apply? The second Isar of Lifnei Iver, of being Misayede Vavele. So then it's Lifnei to Lifnei. But if it's a Sofik Trusim, so then, a Jew might buy it and he might be misled. So it's not the Yisr of Misayed Avere, but the Yisr of putting a stumbling block before a blind person. What difference does it make? Whether the Mirshul is a physical Mirshul or it's a spiritual Mirshul. A spiritual Mirshul is more of a Mirshul than a physical Mirshul. So Mimele, in regard to that Yisr, so even Lifnei is awesome. Aber gab die keinem Rosre, mit Kolmoke, Mutter, le Mechele mit Kechovim, le Chashinon, שמו ירזר עם קרנו לישראל, הוי ויש מכשיר. All right, now, the next thing. You too. Now, the Gemara of the Fulo. So first of all, we have a Mishneh. The Mishneh mentions a list of treifes. So among the list of treifes is Noflo Minagak. Noflo Minagak. Now, so it is obvious that it's not the nefile per se that is matter of the behemoth. Let's say, suppose a behemoth will fall off the gag and will fall upon a pile of pillows, of blankets. So, I mean, it will not be treifes. So it's because of the makeh that results from the nefile. Noflo Minagak. Now, look what the Rashi says. We went over that Rashi at that time when we started Hilchos Treifes. I don't know whether I explained it, that Rashi or not. Maybe I didn't. Shnoflo Minagak v'shochto miyad treifo afal pi she'in sheva nirebo chi shishin shenisrasku v'nisporku evorel. Now, risiki vorim. So the Gemara, and we learned the Gemara. The Gemara says that the reason is why Noflo Minagak is treifo is because we are cheshish for risiki vorim. So the halacha is that Noflo Minagak, so it's not treifo absolutely without any limitations. If Noflo Minagak, so then. The halacha is that if it's lo yisho aso, yei mechot, so then it's treif. But if it is sho aso, yei mechot, and the bdike is made, after 24 hours elapsed, and we didn't see anything, we didn't see any defect in the organism, then it's kshel. And suppose it's not from an agag, and it's holcho, it started to work. So it's also kshel. We don't even have to be shei 24 hours, so then we can, even if we are sheichetet immediately, and we don't have to make a bdike if it's holcho. Suppose it's omdo, it's not from an agag, and omdo, so then we require a bdike. But if it's holcho, we don't even require a bdike. So we see that it's not noflo minagag by itself, it is matzah. Noflo minagag creates a sofik, maybe there is risik uvon. Now, so the Gemara discusses that. Also, the whole Gemara, we learned that from Dalet, Omer Avune, And then the whole sugya, the Gemara says, when are we chesed? When aren't we chesed? And then the Gemara says, daf nun aleph amud beis, omer avinu amar rav, omdo im etzricho meis leis. Bdike vadabai. So in other words, if she's not from an agag, the behemo, and then she stood up, but she didn't walk, so then we don't have to wait 24 hours, but we just have to be bathing. We have to be bathing the whole organism. If we shecht it, so then we can shecht the same day and then be bathing the whole organism from the head till the feet. And if we don't find anything wrong, so then it's shame. Think about it by whole chor in its chichabdik. All right. So that is the Gemara. So we see that it's not Noflo by itself. Now let's see the Rashi and the Mishnah. Noflo min agag, v'shochto miyad treif, afal pi shein sheva nirebo, chen sheshin shen nisrasku v'nisparko yivorem. And Rashi says, v'itam bitreifes, shaloch lemeshe v'sinai, uvidmor roma, shimshu asa meis leis, v'shochto ksheiro, ואף על פי שלא יומד. ואף על פי שלא יומד. Now the question is, all the Rishonim raised that question. It's not nefile by itself that is matter of the behemah. So the nefile is matter of the behemah because of the chashash of nisik gevorim. How does Rashi explain? Nispar gevorim. Nisik gevorim nispar gevorim. They became loosened. Piruk means, let's say, when you have a knot, and then you loosen the knot. So that's called piruk. Amin. So Nisparko of Relo means that the Yivorim became, it doesn't mean dislocation, total dislocation, it means that they became loosened. The Rambam, from the Rambam Shloshnitz Mashma, that Rizuk Yivorim here means crushing of the Yivorim. Crushing, like Rizuk Peris. It means crushing the Peris. What do you mean Rizuk Peris? Rizuk Shalek, the Gemara in Shabbos. Rizuk Shalek, he crushes the snow. And it melts. So, from Rashi it appears that Rizuk Yivorim means pure Yivorim. Let's say you have certain Yivorim that are attached to each other, and when they become loosened, and not that they become completely dislocated, but they just become loosened. There is no firm attachment. So that's called pure Yivorim. That's the meaning of Rizuk Yivorim according to Rashi. But according to Rambam, Rizuk Yivorim means crushing, like Rizuk Shalek. So why does Rashi here all of a sudden he says Vintam Betrifis? Why doesn't he say it in regard to Nikuva Salvation? Why doesn't he say it in regard to Nikaf Krum Shalmeach? Here in regard to Nifulo he mentions it. The answer is because all the Rishonim as the Kashi, since the Trifis of Nifulo is due to the fact that we are Cheshish for Rizuk Yivorim. So why do we say that if Omdo or if Shuasom Yisrael, so we are baiting the behemoth after Shrite, the whole organism, if we don't find anything wrong, it's all right. So why do we have to wait 24 hours? And why Dafke and if Omdo, so even if we didn't wait 24 hours, so we can be baidik and that's all. Holcho, you don't even have to make him dike, so it's done. Monev Shech, if the whole thing is because of Echshash of Rizuk Yivorim, so we can shecht, we should be able to shecht right now, even without them. We should be able to shecht right now. So all Rishonim is that kashya. Turn to the Ran and read. That's Neil Treves. It's Daf, I suppose it is the same way. It's Daf Yudalet on the base in the read. The second line, Nofum Nagat, Klima, Shafal Pishin on Reim Bosheva, Viloy Mako, Cheshishim Risa Gevo, Vichol Shalishoa Soleis Leis. ולא יומדו, ולא יהולכו, אפילו בדיקה לא יסחשו. If neither of these three things happen, it's לא יהולכו, לא יומדו, and לא ישוע עשמי ישראל. But we are שייכת immediately, the same day. And after the נפילה, he didn't walk, he didn't stand up, and לא ישוע עשמי ישראל, so then bdike is not effective. Midamrin on bigmore, omdo in its richo meis leis. I would dike vade boy, michlau de chloy omdo, a filo bdike le miskash. Vichisho aso meis leis, vichisho hatok shevo, kitnan le kama, tabeiv, Well, me would daft give a ticket. But suppose he tried some Israelis, and he didn't die. He survived for 24 hours. So then it's mutter. But only if a ticket is made. Then can eat me a little bit more. Michlau di loy shaso, a filo b'dike le miskasha. V'im tein, v'chei yichad im hani le b'dike bosa shiye, amai le mhani le name keidem shiye. Yesh leima, dim im file chai shino nitat, chode le vise kivorim, v'ido bozei ne nika b'dike klal, shaf al pisho le nishtano yivorel, v'lo yinifzad mariso, chei sheish, shemo machmasan file, נסחסי כפו פישינו ניקה והיא כלמי חשבו שמו ניקחו ורעו או נפסקו וטוב הזה אפשר להעמיד לו בבדיק So he says that when a behemoth falls off a certain height so then there are two possibilities two choices one choice is Maybe it became a psukko. Maybe it became a kro. Maybe one of the vorim became torn up as a result of the fall. Maybe the membrane of the lung torn. Maybe, the chudashetre, was nifzak. Something like that might have happened as a result of the fall. That can be discovered through digging. That can be discovered through digging. Then there is another choshe. Maybe machmasan file is nisrasik. Now what does nisrasik mean? So we have two pshat in nisrasik. According to Rashi, nisrasik means pirukivorim means, let's say, if you have two ivorim that are attached to each other, and then they'll become loosened. Even though it will not become dislodged completely, just loosened, not so firmly attached to each other. That would be pilgivory. According to the Rambam, risuk means crushing, like risik shalik. Now, so he says, as far as the choshe of maybe it was nikra, maybe it was one of the volume became torn, became severed, so that can be discovered. We don't say Efshel Amidol Dike, but as far as Risuki Vorim is concerned, so that's not Nika Bibdike Klal. It's not Nika Bibdike Klal. So he says, We don't say Nika Bibdike Klal. Shaval Pishel Nishtano Ivareo, Lenifsat Maruso, Cheshishin Shemo Machmasan Efile, Nisrasik. Now, what kind of a risukivorim is it if it cannot be seen? So, in other words, whether the pshat of the Ran is, I don't know how the Ran explains risukivorim. Where the Ran, I didn't go over every word in the Ran, to see. I see that Rashi mentions many times pirukivorim, and the Rambam says that it means like risik shalek. Crushing, but the Ran could agree with Rashi's pshat. In other words, but pilkivorim doesn't mean dislodging. Dislocation. It means loosening. So there are all kinds of degrees in loosening of ivorim. So there is a certain degree of attachment between one ivor and another, and if that degree of attachment is loosened, so mele. The behemoth becomes a treife, and that could not be seen with the naked eye. Maybe if you look with a machine, and with under a microscope at the ivorim, you'll be able to detect it. But just with the naked eye, without any instruments, so you couldn't detect a mild loosening of the ivorim. So and. Even if we agree with the Rambam pshat in Risik Vorim that it means crushing, so it doesn't mean crushing mamish the way you crush shalek, so it becomes mamish, it melts into water. So in other words, if, let's say, if a certain area or if a certain tissue is relatively hard, and then it becomes very softened, so that might also be a risk of harm, and that's not something that might be detected by with the naked eye. Anyway, this is what the Ran says. Yesh lema de mefilah chayshin litard chode lebisu kivoy vidova zein enika bendike klal she'af al pisho le'nishtano yivarel ve'le'nifsad mariso chay shishin shema machmas ha'nefilah nisrasik af al pisho enika v'yike le'mecha, that's one thing v'yike le'mecha shbo shema nikho yivarel ve'nifsiku vidova ze efshal ha'amidol v'dike v'chol she'sho aso me'isleis o yisho omdo. Now, the Gemara says, Shuas of Israelis, so then it's Ksheiro. But Ibdike is required, because Shuas of Israelis is no raya that it wasn't Nikrio, that it wasn't Nipsiko, that it wasn't Nikvo. That's no raya, Shuas of Israelis. So we still have to be Vedic. But if Shuas of Israelis, so it's a raya that there was no Risikivo. And if Omdo, so it's a raya that there was no Risikivo, whatever Risikivo means. Whether Isik Ivorim means Pilk Ivorim or it means crushing of the Ivorim, it became very soft. The Ivorim became very soft. In other words, because every tissue has a certain hardness. I mean, there is cartilage tissue and there is fibrous tissue, but every tissue has a certain hardness. So, I mean, a certain hardness is required in order that behemoth should be able to live. So there is a certain modicum of hardness, even the fibrous tissue, certainly in the cartilage tissue. So mele, if there is a risk of volume, so that hardness was crushed. But it doesn't mean it was crushed the way you crush an apple. So you grind the apple into little tiny pieces. That you could detect with the naked eye, I mean, that it wasn't bound, but if that hardness was loosened, you see, so that's considered risukivor. So that couldn't be detected to the naked eye. But if it says we call sheshuasam isleis oishomdo yotzonu michshash risukivor di komle le rabbonon di chol shen israsku ivoreo eino imedes veino she. Miu akati ikele miyecha shemo nikro yivareo oi nifziku u mishimoche baib diki. Ufishite zu in zorech lideif achakei elo nifziku elo imkei elo imkei nadro etzu. We have to test, to find out whether it's nifziku yivareo oi nikriu avol risiki vorim eimo iyen bibdike klau. So the sophic of risiki vorim is resolved as a result of Omdo or as a result of Shua Somisles. The sophic of Nikrio, Nipsiko, Nikvo, these things, that's resolved by Yudike. By Yudike. This is the Ranchi. But I don't know of any other Rishon, I mean, who explicitly gives the same explanation like that. Maybe that, I mean, I didn't go through all the Rishon. But the Ramse gives that explanation. The Rashbo gives another explanation. And many Rishon mention the terrors of the Rashbo. The Rashbo does not like the Ramse explanation. And the Rashbo's explanation is that the whole Choshe, according to the Ram, there is only one Choshe. I mean, according to the Ram, there are two Choshes. Risigivorim and maybe Kruo, maybe Nipsiko, maybe Nikvo. According to the Rashbo, there is a chash just of Risigivor. But the Rashbo says, so the question is, why is it that we couldn't, why do we have to wait 24 hours? Let's check the behemoth right now, and then after the Shrita, be Vedic on the Ivorim and see whether there is risk. So the Rashba says, just as in a pain, so sometimes when you fall, or you fall or something else, so you don't feel the pain right away. but later on you start feeling the pain. So by nefilah too, maybe something there was a risk for him, but it could not be noticed until after a certain time. So that's why we have to be share many slaves. Now the Hashulchan mentions all the Rishinis of the Rajbo, because the Rajbo is in Teras Abayis and in the Chidushin. Oh, he says the name of the Rajbo in Teras Abayis. V'yei shepiyo shutam achem. שכל שנופלו ולישוע עשו וליומדו חי שישין שמו נשחסקו לבר עבורל ולנשחז הכתיבו להריס ולגליס השינו מיוריסו אבל לאחר שישוע עשו ויומדו כבו חוזר הטבע לישו נקצס ואם יש הפסד וריסי כבורים יסגלה ויירה וזה נראה ונגלה תומד בניסויים שארון הוראים גם בבני אודום שעוד יעקוין נרגש הקיף על רגע זו ולאחר כמה שויס לאחר יאים יסרי להקיף וייסדים הבוס alright now let's see now Rashi's chat what Rashi says. Rashi explains, Nofum Nagar, Vishochtom Yatriv, Afopi Shein, Afopi Shein Sheva Mirabo, Chishishin Shenis Rasku, Vinis Parku Vorel. So he doesn't mention anything else. If Rashi had agreed with the Shita of the Ran that there are two Joshes, Rashi certainly would have mentioned. I mean, why does he neglect the other Shoshe Amin? So since Rashi may only mentions Cheshishin Shem Nisrasku, and what's the Pshat of Nisrasku means Nisparko Ivorero, so that means that's the only Shoshe. And then he says, Vein Tam Bitreves, Sha'arochel Meshe Misinae, Uvidmore Omo, Shimshoa So Meisleis, Vishochto Ksheo, Vi'afalpi. So why did he mention the Tam Bitreves? Because Rashi was bothered by the same kasha that the Ran asks, that the Rashba asks, Monefsheh, if we are Cheshish for Nisrasko Ivorim, so what difference does it make whether it's Choaso to Chodalicho, not Choaso? We have to make him dike anyway after Chodalicho. So let us share the Behemoth right now and make him dike right now. So that bothered Rashi. So Rashi says, as he tells on that, he says, they intam bitreves. Intam bitreves. And then we have to understand, why does Rashi say, Cheshishin shenisrasku v'nisparku ivorel? So Rashi's shita is, the trisuk means pirk ivorel. And there are many Rashi's, I think, and that now there is also a Rosh in Rashi. That indicates that Risuk means Pil Kivon. There are a few other ashes. Oh, yeah. Well, it was one Rashi, that's not from days, but there are many other Rashis. I mean, I can't I can't, it'll take me some time to find all the Rashi's, but at least five times Rashi indicates that Risuk is equated with Pirkevon, or Rashi Dafnun Aleph on the Beis. Avobdike Baye, Bechud HaShetre, ובשביר הסריף צלויס, והקיר הסחוב, ואיך אלו יומדו, אפילו בוד קנוע, אפילו בדיקה ביי, אפילו בדיקה ביי, בחוד השדרה, נדרו היציף עומדו, עומדו, המסליסן כה, יש נופן לגב, יומדו, ולא יורך, אני צריך ראשי עם הישראלית, אבל בדיקה ביי, בחוד, צריך שסס, בחוד השדרה, ובשביר הסריף צלויס, ובקיר הסחוב, ואיך אלו יומדו, אפילו בוד קנוע, ונמצא שלמה טריפו משמחוות because of the banging the הקויה, the market שנספר פה פרוקים פרקאו ויכול יוסר ועם הולכו אפילו בדיקה לא יבאי so Rashi mentions again now why does Rashi say here now Rashi Shita is that Risu Givori means נספר גברי also Rashi should say חיישישי שנסרסקו יבראו רוצה לומר זה סימרס נספר גברו רשי סייז חיישישי שנסרסקו ונספרקו יבראו so it seems like it's two things but the answer is you see according to Rashi means Risuk means loosening of the addition. You know, the Ivorim are attached to each other. So among certain Ivorim there is a stronger addition, a stronger attachment. Among certain Ivorim there is a weaker attachment. I mean, it's not the same addition in all the Ivorim. It's not the same addition in all the Ivorim. So Mimele, actually, sometimes there might be that kind of elusiving of the Ivorim that it would be considered like Necho. What does Necho mean? Necho means a dislocation. Necho Achuli. What does Necho Achuli mean? Even if Chuli Achas, if one vertebra was dislodged, that means that if it was completely dislodged, take it out completely, dislodge completely. But suppose there is a loosening of the attachment, that would be considered neko achulie. But as a matter of fact, it's a question of degree. I mean, in other words, every loosening of evolving, so involves to a certain extent, a dislocation, an akire. But it's a question of degree. So sometimes there might be very little loosening. So then it wouldn't be considered like a loosening in the vertebrae. Sometimes, let's say, as a result of the fall, so the vertebrae and the tzlois that are attached to each other, there might be a loosening. But that's not considered nekaratzela or nekwatzlois or nekwachulie, because in order to be considered nekwatzlois, nekwachulies means completely removed, you see, completely taken out. But suppose if there is a slight loosening, you wouldn't call it nekwachulie. So it couldn't become treife on the basis of nekra chulie or nekra tzela echod v'chotze chulie. So it's treife. That means if it's mamish, removed. But if it just loosened, if the attachment, the addition between the tzela and the chulie is loosened, you wouldn't say that it's nekra tzela v'chulie. But that would be called nisras. So in other words, according to Rashi, so noflo, the talfes of noflo,